on this episode of On Call. The agenda today is to not ignore the many emails that we've been getting.
So whenever we get letters from you guys, in this particular case, you are in need of some sort of advice.
What should I do about this feeling of anger?
Actually, kanina pa ako nandito eh. Hinihintay ko lang na ibigay niyo yung mic sa akin, di ba?
Let it be known that on this episode of On Call, I have realized that everything I've been saying for the past 2 years, we're baliktad! Baliktad pala!
Hey everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
Danny,
and Inka.
On Call.
With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
Pagod.
Oh boy.
Are you the only one feeling tired? I know why I'm tired.
Danny is tired because after 2 years of fighting and rebelling, he finally gave in to the crowd. Yes.
So for those of you who don't have any context on what Justin is talking about, I finally went ahead after 2 years and making sure no one turned it into zombies.
Yeah.
Decided to go ahead and get my first job.
Hey.
Good job.
Shout out to the municipality of Makati for making it very convenient. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Where'd you have it done again?
So I had mine done in Glorieta.
Yeah.
For the Makati. Ano.
Ada ba aircon pa?
Yeah, naka-aircon.
Wow.
Tapos mabilis, di ba? Convenient.
Wow. How fast did it take you?
So they sent a text. They said, be there by 12. I got there
at? At what time?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
tell me.
12:05 naman. Gagi,
are you serious?
Five minutes.
5 p.m.?
12:05.
Freaking thought. Five. Mga five naman.
Mga 6 hours late.
Mga 5 hours late.
5 minutes. Okay. Grabe naman. So I got at 12. So I get in line. Actually, I was done in less than an hour and I could have been done quicker
had I known. Early?
No. Had I known that what you needed to do was go in front. When you have to go to the front, I was just sitting down. So I spent
just
like a good 30 minutes.
What do you mean?
So, you know, when people are moving in line, he never moved and everybody kept moving.
Yeah, everyone kept moving. I was like, tatawagin ba ako? Hindi. Ano nangyayari dito? Like, what's going on? No, they were like, sir. And then I was like, yes. It's like, kanina ka pa dyan, ha? Like, yeah, so what's happening by here? Like,
wait, hindi ka tinawag? Or did they call you?
They made
no, it's kind of like they're in line. And then the line kept moving forward. Kasi you have to move seats, eh, diba? Except for Danny. Danny just stayed
parang
at the back.
There's this area kasi in front. There's this area in front na parang no one's really sitting there. So I sat down in the back thinking, okay, back of the line, you know? But all the other seats were empty. Right? And then everyone just came in. Like, I literally saw like almost 15 people now walk in and they're already at the booth and whatnot. And I was like, what's going on here? Why are they ignoring me? So yung pala, I could have just gone to the booth na by that point. And siguro I would have been done maybe in 20 to 30 minutes if I just wasn't an idiot.
So speaking of ignoring you, the agenda today is to not ignore the many emails that we've been getting. Thank you to everybody who's been sending us emails, by the way.
It's also good to know that we're not the only ones who are tired. Diba? Even people on the emails are tired as well.
On call with JJD, alam mo, sobrang pagod na ako sa bosses ni Danny. At yung tawa niya. Palagi yung start ng episode niya.
Shout out to whoever sent that email.
We have like an old quintessential witch.
Me.
It's our market.
Old. Gray hair and all that. No. We have good people. With nice.
Yes, we do.
It's nice just good people. To know that people actually listen to us.
That's true. I mean, like, we look at the analytics also every week. We're like, oh, okay, well, a couple people listening and everything. But then, once in a while,
then
we get a letter. intent to sue you, Danny, for laughing all the time. No, I'm just kidding. Letters of appreciation. Letters of
love.
For Jaco's dimples.
Jaco's
dimples. But today, we are going to be reading the most recent. And we're going to do this quick so we don't forget. That's the thing, okay? Because okay. Sometimes we see the email like, oh, so nice. And, you know, nice email. And then, like, next thing you know, like, we have.
Yeah.
And then we forgot.
Know, we forgot. So now we will not forget. And we're going to get to this ASAP. I believe and that Inca has it. Yes, Danny.
To protect, of course, we wanna protect the anonymity of our sender. Mm. So, itago na lang natin sa pangalan tapos sinabi talaga yung pangalan niya. What will we name this letter sender?
This is from Mel.
Mel. Yeah. Let's call her Mel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mel Gibson.
This email.
Email. is from Mel.
From Mel. Hi, Podcada. How are you guys? How are you guys though?
We're okay.
Hey.
Nice. I hope everyone is well and healthy. First of all, I want to tell you guys that this podcast really helped me a lot. Damning wisdoms and realizations from every episode. Oh, thank you. I listen to your podcast whenever I'm cooking, cleaning, or pag biglang walang kuryente, I binge listen the episodes that I downloaded on Spotify.
Wow. Oh.
What? You can download it.
Yeah, you can.
So killing.
What? You can download it now? Exclusive on Spotify?
Listening to
dang.
What?
Nakaka-miss when you randomly call someone and surprisingly from that random call, may mga unexpected learnings from them. I think that's a hint. But still, it's still extra fun when it's just you guys lang din kasi we get to know you more individually.
Aww.
Pasensya if may mga grammar check or wrong spelling dito sa email ko because I've been wanting to send my personal inputs. Also, especially when I'm listening, but I'm just too shy to send one. So what I do is, whenever I'm listening, naka-open yung notes ko.
Aww.
As if I'm replying to you guys sa mga episodes, but I never send them hehehe. Or even sa FB group, haha. I shared once lang dun about sa mga quotable quotes ninyo. Oh,
that's nice.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Thank you, Mel.
But today, I don't know. I feel sad lang or I feel weird or lost. I want to ask, is it normal to feel this way? Kasi whenever I talk about someone na umaapi sa mama ko, parang nagbe-build up yung hate and physically, emotionally nagiging affected ako. Just like last night, nagsa-state lang ako ng facts about what is happening and I'm just sharing to someone what is currently happening sa situation nila. Pero biglang that night, I felt like nag-build up yung hate and I ended up not getting any sleep. I hate this feeling na parang may negativity. I want to ignore it, but how? Na-experience yun na ba to? I'm supposedly writing this down sa journal ko, pero I ended up typing sa phone ko and writing an email to you guys. Magulo na ba? Haha. How to not feel angry? Parang agitated yung feeling. What should I do? Also, yes, nagja-journal ako. Pero now na-realize ko, yes, I have the freedom to write all of my troubles. Pero my journal won't answer back and give me advice. So I decided to ask you guys. I'm super embarrassed, pero I'm giving it a shot. Love,
mas,
Mel.
Mas lalo kang embarrassed ngayon dahil nagsulat ka. Ayan, binasa tuloy namin.
Binasa namin.
Buong sulat mo. Everyone's gonna hear it now.
Kahit na yung haha.
That's why we just called you Mel instead. Gets money yun. Gets money yun. You know who you are.
Ano na lang natin sa pangalan. Sinabi talaga na.
Gusto mo. Is that not enough? Sige, Melissa. Si Melissa. Sabi ni Melissa.
Not her real name.
Yeah.
Yeah, because may Melissa talaga tayo.
Oh, shoot. Okay, sorry.
But that's not her. That's not her.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you see. So it's so buried now. So that's good.
Email nga, email.
Email ni Mel. Yung email ni Mel. Thank you so much, Mel, for sending that over, by the way.
Super kakakilig.
Mm-hmm.
What is English for kilig? For
there's
our
none,
listeners.
Wala. Butterfly in your stomach. Kind of.
It made us feel all butterfly-y.
But also, you know, like, I mean, other than the fact that we were excited to get an email and we always love hearing from you guys, people who listen to us, because we do this podcast as if we're talking to each other. Right? Yeah. That's the idea. We're doing.
Wait, are we not talking to each other? Oh my god. What?
What you can download on Spotify? Dude, but no. No, but it's more of a group therapy thing. So whenever we get letters from you guys, whether you're agreeing or you're talking about the topics, or in this particular case, you are in need of some sort of advice. I think that's what the show is about. It's a safe space wherein you can talk to us and we can talk to you, hopefully, right? It's not just
ideally, just discuss yeah. it. Yeah.
Yeah. Having said that, maybe we could break down her inquiry. Sakto, I posted the other day on Twitter and I was kind of feeling the same way. I guess I was just, you know, all of us are tired, right? We were just talking about exhausted we are, whether you go get a vaccine shot or you're just tired from work or you don't answer emails, or on my end, it's just a different kind of exhaustion wherein you're just pushed to that limit, right? I was thinking about that over the weekend and I came across this idea, right? That there are two types of tired.
Oh.
One that requires rest and the other that requires peace.
I like that.
And you know, I had to share
it. Ang ganda nun, to be fair. One that requires rest.
And one that requires peace. And
then may nag-comment, right,
by the way. May nag-comment. And one that requires to rest in peace. Tapos ako parang like, hindi! Hindi! Guys! Hindi yun. But the idea is... But I wanted to share it kasi, like ako personally, I was so exhausted with everything. And I didn't understand. Like her, like you're just angry. And you don't know why. You're both tired because you need rest. And you're also tired because you were looking for that peace of mind. And I needed to share it. And surprisingly, a lot of people reacted to it. Again, I was just, in a way, kind of mini journaling. But then I think that's where this whole issue, at least having heard her whole letter, right? We feel anger that we don't understand. That anger can bubble up. That's when you don't talk to anyone. When you don't talk to anyone, and I think I posted about that then, parang you tend to kind of keep it within yourself, diba? Yeah. And you tend to store it. And that gets really heavy. This is why it's nice to write a letter. Even though we're talking about it, which is great. But even if we don't talk about it on the podcast, the fact that you're able to write it down, the fact that you're able to get a little bit of perspective, you know, in what you're doing, even though you don't understand it, I think that helps. So I think let's start with that. But anger-wise, I feel like if you let anger get the best of you, it ends up bringing out the worst of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so first of all, I guess from me just having that same feeling, you have to find someone to talk to. And that's one.
So if I were to summarize these questions, number one, it's magulo na ba? I'm just kidding. Number one is, I think number one
yes or no
is, I hate this feeling na parang may negativity. I want to ignore it, but how? So I think number one is, how do I ignore this feeling of negativity?
I think you can't.
Yeah.
Or like, would you even want to? Is that even the healthy? Like,
oh, that's a good one.
Diba? Yeah. It's not even about ignoring it. It's about being able to process and deal with it in a healthy way.
Okay.
Because
wait, let's enumerate.
Yeah, go.
Let's enumerate.
Go.
Okay. So how to ignore the feeling of negativity, right?
How to deal with negativity is the question, I guess.
In the email, sabi niya, how do I ignore it?
Yeah. So it's sort of like, it seems like Mel's worldview is that dapat lahat positive. Positivity should rule my life.
Negativity is bad.
Mm.
Or
it shouldn't.
Feelings like anger are negative. Not necessarily.
Yeah. So that's number one, right? How to ignore this negativity. And of course, we'll address it a little later on. I guess how we would approach this question. Okay, so it's how to ignore this feeling of negativity. Next is how to not feel angry. And next is what should I do about this feeling of anger?
Okay, I like this. Jumping off what I said earlier, do you even want to ignore? Is ignoring the anger the solution? Because what happens when you ignore certain feelings is it ends up being bottled up inside. When you bottle explosive emotions, what happens is it doesn't go away. It just ends up exploding at a different time.
Yeah, Agree.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You just end up letting it out somewhere else.
Repressed emotions.
Yeah. Or worse, you let it out on someone else that didn't deserve that. You know.
Yeah. Totally out of context. Didn't deserve it. So
hurt people hurt people.
Yes, because hurt people hurt people. And one way to deal with anger is to not ignore it. Anger is healthy. Anger keeps you, it's sort of like you're protecting yourself, right? Inside out. Anger, joy, sadness, disgust, fear, they all have a role to play. So when you ignore that, it's not good for you. So what do you do? It's best to actually face it. It's uncomfortable, but you have to face it. The second question is, how do you not feel anger? I understand where Mel is coming from, but it's, again, not healthy to not feel anger all the time. I think a good question would be is, when is anger appropriate?
Yeah.
I think is the healthier question. So for example, Mel was talking about how the reason why she's angry is because may umaapi sa mama niya.
Exactly. So basically someone is trying to oppress her mom, right?
Yeah. So I think that's absolutely called for. Anger is called for in that sense.
It's a righteous anger, right? As opposed to a self-righteous anger. And I think that righteous anger is healthy. It's
encouraged. Just don't let it consume you.
Can you imagine if you don't feel angry about anything? About anything?
Yeah.
Well, number one, if you weren't angry about anything, you might not ever be an entrepreneur too. Because supposedly like entrepreneurship is fueled by the problems that you see in this world and trying to make solutions to those problems.
Correct.
These pain points, these things you're angry about. I'm angry at the fact that there's so much freaking traffic in the Philippines. Again, it's coming back, right? So what are the solutions that are going to come from this, right? I'm sure that someone was very angry about the fact that there are so many brownouts. And then that person was like, I have to find a way to create a generator and an uninterrupted power supply that when a brownout happens or a blackout happens and I'm recording something or I'm in an important meeting or whatever it is, things will
Schneider.
Still go on. Schneider Electric. Yeah. He did this call.
Now, I mean, I want to backtrack a little bit. What is anger? We just want to dissect. It is something that happens. It is something that we need or something that is natural.
Yeah. Right? Because without anger, like what Justin said, who would get angry about the inhumane treatment of minorities?
Mm. Correct.
Diba? What social movements would there be without anger?
Yeah. What revolutions would have,
What revolutions would there be without anger?
And again, doesn't mean that in these revolutions that it's all angry. And it's all, there are good things that
it's righteous anger.
Yeah.
Correct.
There is such a thing as righteous anger, right? Even even in Christianity and stuff like that, they say Jesus got angry. He was literally flipping tables. He was flipping out, right? And he was angry about it. But
that's true.
He didn't sin. So you can be angry and not sin.
Yes. Mm. And what was the second question that we pinpointed out again? How to not feel anger and what? Mm.
And what should I do about this feeling of anger? So it was, how do I ignore this, I guess, this feeling of negativity? Mm. Next is how to not feel angry. And what should I do about this feeling of anger?
Mm-hmm. Kunwari, if the issue is something that you really don't need to be angry about, but you have anger issues, then it would be bad, right?
Correct.
If it's something as small as like someone revealed your crush and then you react explosively, then that's not a righteous anger anymore. So first step is to figure out if the situation calls for it. And like we said, someone is oppressing your mother. I think it's called for. Next is what to do with the feeling of anger.
I think that's the major thing you should think about. I think being angry or having emotions is natural.
Mm-mm,
what you do with the emotions, I think, can be harmful.
Correct. Right?
And I think that we should talk to our resident expert on anger.
Danny.
Professor Danny. Danny, what makes you angry in life? And bakit ka galit palagi?
Salamat, Justin. Salamat. Actually, kanina pa ako nandito eh. Hinihintay ko lang na ibigay niyo yung mic sa akin, di ba? Kasi, marami akong gusto sabihin. Alright? First of all, the first question here was how to deal with negativity, di ba? First, I want to tell you, Mel, okay?
How do you ignore?
Pinagagalitan mo siya.
Makinig ka, Mel, ha? Makinig ka, Mel. You cannot allow negativity to run your world. Okay? Because everyone can agree that who run the world? Girls.
Girls.
Okay? That's all. That's all you need to know.
Amen.
All right? But on the serious note, I feel like a lot of what answers all of this in this email is what I stumbled across also during the pandemic was the philosophy of stoicism.
Mm.
I found out about this back in college, never really gave it any of my attention. Then I rediscovered it during the pandemic. And there's so much to learn from the whole philosophy in itself. Like, there's TED Talks on it. There's a lot of content you can consume. I highly recommend that you check it out. I'll just give you a few quotes. Eto, this is a Stoic quote by Epictetus on anger. Any person capable of angering you becomes your master.
Mm.
So a lot of the whole philosophy is also about acknowledging that though emotions are something that you are born with and it's not something necessarily that you have control over, you can harness them. This goes back to a quote that I mentioned, but I failed to get exactly the quote from the book Tuesdays with Maury. In that book, there's a quote that goes, by throwing yourself into these emotions, by allowing yourself to dive in all the way, over your head, even you experience them fully and completely. You know what pain is, you know what love is, you know what grief is, and only then can you say, all right, I've experienced the emotion, I've recognized the emotion, and now I need to detach from that emotion for a moment.
Mm.
I like that. You don't make yourself what you're feeling. You are not what you are feeling.
Yeah.
You're
exactly.
Simply
yeah.
experiencing it. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be you. And that's super in line with the Stoic philosophy. In fact, if I go on explaining a little bit, I can't give you the entire philosophy in one podcast episode. But let me just get some.
But hindi ba ikaw yung professor dito? But kaya mo mag-teach ng class.
Kaya mo naman pala.
I'll try and condense as much of the fruitful or the ones you can apply straight away. So
hindi sulit like, yung tuition namin, pare. Wala na. Refund. Pa-refund na po.
Refund.
So first of all, recognize what you can and can't control. I always say that. There's stuff that are within your control and there are stuff that you just can't control. And I feel like this is the number one barrier to any progress, is that you overwhelm yourself with things that are a problem to you, but literally like half those things you can't even do anything about. And because you're just thinking about them too much, you're hindering yourself from actually acting upon the things that you can actually do something about.
I totally agree with you on this. Like I always say, and I actually always say this, if I can do something about it, why worry? If I can't do anything about it, why worry?
And going forward, similar to that quote you just said, the second is you determine your reaction to a crisis. You determine your reaction to a crisis. Whether you can or you can't, you're right. It's up to you. Di kita pinapagalitan, ha? I'm not trying to get mad at you. I'm passionate about this because a lot of these realizations help me also realize a lot of things. So in that situation, if we're going to really dial down into your exact situation, there are a lot of various things, first and foremost, you had no control over in that situation. And if you allow those things that you couldn't control to overwhelm you, then they will. Because again, you determine your reaction to that crisis. That's also up to you. You have to start to ignore people dominated by their negative emotion.
Ah, yeah. So Danny, is there anyone in your life who is dominated by
their negative emotion? I love it! I love it!
Itago natin sa pangalang.
Sino? Just kidding.
And aside from doing that, moving on, aside from ignoring people with negative emotions, including yourself, if that's you, you have to ignore yourself in that.
I'm going to ignore detach myself. Yourself,
detach yourself from that.
Stay away from mirrors.
You have to master yourself and aim to be virtuous. Yourself. Master yourself. Iba-iba tayo. I cannot master you. Inka cannot master me. Justin cannot
I
master
can mistress
Jaco.
You. Just kidding.
She can master
only
her mind.
You can master yourself. Because only you can fully understand you. Minsan nga, just doing that is so hard.
It is.
So
it's difficult.
the last thing I want to say is just after all of that, move on. Learn how to move on. Learn how to move on.
Why do I feel like you're talking to me, Danny? What the hell?
It's just like, what
it's not learning
what Mari
it.
Was saying, the bag. Take yeah. it, take it, consume it, feel it, feel it, acknowledge it, and then let
yeah.
go and move
and
on.
And let go. Yeah. It's not learning how to move on. And sometimes you just have to move on. There are things you just can't control.
Okay, so I agree there is a place for that. But I also think that there is a place to take what you've learned, take what you've learned about how you feel about everything, and correct. Then take action on that, right? A fear of mine is that people might hear what was just said and say, I should just take it and just let it go and then move on with my life.
If you can do something about it, see, that's what
yes.
that's about.
There you go.
If there is something you can do with the situation, you have control over those certain aspects,
yeah.
then it would be a crime to not
there you
do
go.
Something about it.
So there you
consume,
go.
Consume, don't feel, sabi nga ni Elsa.
Consume, don't feel.
Don't feel. Feel.
Conceal kasi.
So, meron bang, ano, meron bang, lol. Meron bang, ano, exact, ano, example, Justin, of what you're trying to say?
If someone is oppressed, I don't want that person to just take it in and then be like, oh, you know what? I can't do anything about it. And then just, and then continue
yeah,
this oppression.
I agree,
happen.
I agree. You know, this is a particular kind of anger, but you're angry at someone. Mm-hmm. There's a particular person oppressing that person.
Yeah.
And the Buddha, he once said that holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And
yes.
the good thing about it is, you know, when you're angry at someone, you shouldn't take it out on yourself, right? You shouldn't take it out on anybody else. What can you control
yeah.
and what can you do about that? Sometimes you have to understand what you're feeling.
Yeah.
You're angry and now you have to start kind of diffusing it. Not, don't like let it go and like forget about anything. And, you know, but you got to start diffusing it like
breaking
a bomb, right?
There,
yeah, you got to cut the red wire kind of thing, right? That's easier said than done. But you have to understand that, you know, holding on to that anger is worse for you than to the person that you're angry.
Correct.
To.
That's yeah. power that they have correct. Over you. I find myself in a very similar situation. Like correct. There is an oppressive force in my life
right.
currently that just reappeared. And prior to these recent times, I have been like, I'm fine. I'm okay. I don't even think about said oppressive force. And then oppressive force returns and tries to oppress me further.
Yeah.
And it just triggered me. Like I got angry. So yes, anyone who can anger you becomes your master. But I also feel like it's not fair to completely say that that's entirely true all the time.
Exactly.
Anyone who can make you act out of anger and out of line when you're angry has become your master. But just to be angry about something, I don't think that makes them your master
it's
at all.
It's more allowing it to them. Like you have the power to not allow that.
You have the power to fight back that emotion.
Yeah.
I mean, not
I don't,
emotion.
I don't think we have the power to not be angry. It's a feeling. It's something
yeah,
you can't
correct.
Stop.
Correct.
So to yeah. ask that of us would be unfair because to be angry is to be human. And to
right.
ask us to not be angry is asking us to not have a human response.
100%.
So I feel like that would put pressure on anybody. Next, and I discovered this in a very angry time of my life before, anger is like alcohol. If you have too much of it, you act stupid. You do stuff that's not within your character. And then when you've sobered up from your anger, you look back and you're like, oh my God, I regret
yes.
doing that. It's
yes.
very
true.
Much like alcohol. If you have too much of it, it's destructive. So anger in itself is not bad. Too much of it and what you do when you're on that angry high is the one that can ruin you. Now,
yeah.
again, I've been going through something like that, right? And the key talaga is, well, you have to feel your anger sometimes. But also you need to relax it. You need to give yourself space to feel your anger because like it is due you sometimes. If you're the one being disrespected, you have every right to be angry.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
And the next thing that I do is to just really keep myself in check. Make sure
oh,
that
yeah.
I don't say anything stupid. Like
oh,
it's
man.
So
I
easy.
I catch myself so many times like, whoa.
Diba? Because it's difficult to take back any words that have been posted or said. It's hard to take. You can say sorry, but wala, nabasa na, narinig na. So it's hard to unsay words. So it's good to feel your anger, be present in your anger. So you are always aware of what level you're at to make sure that you don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
So that's been the struggle for me now. And maybe that's the uncomfortable part for Mel. But voila, it's something that is happening to you right now. It's not you. You are not angry. You are feeling angry.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. What I do is I talk to Justin. I talk to Danny. I talk to Jaco. I talk to my therapist. I talk to my boyfriend.
Jesus.
You have a boyfriend?
I actually recently said thank you to him because he asked me about what I went through before.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, are you sure you want me to tell you? Because it's so scary. Mm. Like when you reveal something like that to somebody, you're afraid that it might change the way they see you.
Sure.
So after that conversation, I said, thank you. And then I said, you know, when you hear something bad or painful that someone you care about is going through, what happens is you end up helping them carry that burden. That's why when you talk about it, it becomes a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that reminds me. It's actually what I wanted to discuss as well. The difference between sympathy and empathy.
Mm, do tell.
The difference. So one is you're allowing yourself to feel the emotion, but not be affected by it.
Yeah.
The other is you're allowing yourself to feel the emotion and be affected by it.
Okay.
Sympathy is you're allowing yourself to be affected. Empathy is you're feeling it, but not allowing yourself to be a...
No, so
it's baliktad.
Let it be known that on this episode of On Call, I have realized that everything I've been saying for the past 2 years about empathy and sympathy, we're baliktad! Baliktad pala! What I wanted to point out was it's important, regardless of what it's supposed to be called, to this... Connect yourself from the feeling and allow yourself to just recognize and understand it. Okay. That's my point.
Point taken, Danny. You don't want them to be so attached to their emotions.
Yeah.
Don't let your emotions rule you. That's all Danny is trying to say there.
Good luck okay? point. I'm just shocked that it's not the right definition.
Anyway.
That's actually something to learn then. Parang there are things that you might think are right.
Fact. For the longest time.
Yeah. For the longest time, right? Whatever it is. But if you open up and you realize that, hey, you know what? I made a mistake and I can correct that mistake. That goes the same way with anger, right?
Good job, Danny.
It usually takes more than two people though.
That's why there's three. That's why there's three of us. It actually, at least now we know, it takes
That's
three.
A live recording of how difficult it is to change my mind.
You need a freaking Shark Tank panel or like, you know, like the judges.
But it's
like
possible. But it's
you
possible.
Are a saint.
It's possible.
But it's possible.
Anyway.
Like for me lang, I think one thing we're missing out on is that sometimes these emotions could be the fuel on something productive. You have to let anger sometimes be a revolution. Sometimes we have to take it in and create a revolution that can change and better your life, but not destroy it. Because those are two different ways of using anger. As Danny was pointing out, you know, you don't let it consume you, but you can use it change.
You don't have to let it consume you, but you can use it to propel you.
No.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. The waves, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I feel like emotions are also energy.
Definitely.
For sure. Like if you're angry, well, like a productive way of dealing with it is to go to the gym.
I was going to say that. Yeah. I was going to say go to the gym. Go boxing. Imagine that their face is on the punching bag.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
but yeah. Like the past week, except for today, I've been going to the gym like every day.
Oh.
And
an actual gym.
And
wow.
It's great. And I feel like it's therapeutic because like you're really using a lot of your energy and even like grunting. You know what I mean? Like I'm putting it somewhere. My energy is now being expended as opposed to being contained, right?
Right. Yeah.
And we all have serotonin energy that needs to be expended, right? Because if not, we get super fat and
true.
Okay, so there are productive ways to deal with your anger. Based on what Inka and Jack were saying, I like that. Using it to propel you toward doing something good. From Danny, you understand what it is, but you're not ruled by it totally. Yeah. Okay?
Yep. Yes, which is great advice.
Now, here's a very helpful tip. If you want to not explode at people, stop taking fat burner pills, okay? Because it's a real thing.
The sprock is real. The sprock is real, guys. The
sprock is real. No, I have to say, okay? So, in my first, let's say, like 5 years with my girlfriend, right? We only fought maybe like twice or thrice. And each of those times, I realized I was either on fat burners or just like pre-workout. Too hopped up on like coffee or pre-workout. When you have these substances…
Oh my God, that
when you
explains a lot.
It does explain a lot. Because you're so… because physiologically, these substances are telling your body, telling your mind to go, go, go right now. Whatever you're feeling, say it now. However you're feeling, ilabas mo na ngayon.
Explode.
Let them see it.
Yeah.
But it's not always a good… So if that happens, let your journal see it. You write it all down. I don't know. Get it out. Yeah. And then process it. And then decide what to do with what you had processed.
Yeah.
Mel, thank you for trusting us with your problem, with your query. Our empathies go out to you and your mom, actually.
Yes.
I would say. Yeah. And sure, Danny.
We answered the fourth question that we didn't want to answer.
Which
we
was?
We answered it. Magulo na ba?
Ayo.
We answered it.
We are empathetic about that. And we have imbibed the chaotic energy.
I did appreciate this episode, to be honest. Because one, we're talking to someone.
We're actually talking to someone.
Yeah, we're talking to someone.
Yay! Hi! Hello!
Hello. Thank you. And if you're a listener and you do have any of these kinds of, you know, emotions, do what Mel did, write it out. I think that's a great way of dealing with it. But also, if you want us to kind of break it down for you, do email us.
Yeah.
We do appreciate it. We will remember it. What's our email? It's oncallwithjjdi@gmail.com. So please, we will actually do this more. We do have a couple of letters that we do want to get to and talk about. It's nice when you're asking for something. And I think we answered everything. You can follow us on, of course, here on Spotify. Please follow us on Spotify. Download the episodes. But we do have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, On Call with JJDI, on all social media.
Yay.
To put a cap on it as well, understand your anger.
Mm-hmm.
Process it.
Mm-hmm.
Decide what you want to do with it. And surround yourself with good people who will give you good advice, right? Ask these people. Mm. What do you think is the best thing I can do with this anger? Should I talk to this person who is oppressing my mom? Is this a problem that maybe is going on in my family? And if we solve this problem, then people would stop oppressing my mom. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that, right? So there's so many different factors, I think, and so many variables that we don't know, and you know them best. So our hope is that, as per the advice of this podcast, right, to understand how you're feeling, confide in people you can trust, who would give you good wisdom, talaga. Hopefully, you know, you pray about it. And we wish you the best.
Just to add to that, how do you know if someone is actually giving you wise advice? What I realized is if they have your best intention in mind.
Your best interests.
Your best interests in mind.
That's nice.
Yeah. I think I can confidently say that we have your best interests at heart. So
yes.
Listen to us.
Listen to us.
Show me what you got. Yeah.
Show me what you got. But hey, Mel, thank you so much for sending the email.
Thanks, Mel.
Thank you for the email. And again,
Mel,
as Jaco says,
real name is. What is her real name again? It says here it's
On Call. With Justin, Jaco, Danny.